Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 14th. Out of one kingdom into another.
All this week, Derek's teaching looks at how the blood of Jesus redeems us from the hand of the devil. Today, he reminds us of how we need to put our trust in this simple truth. The Lord redeemed us so that we are no longer in the hand of the enemy, but in the Lord's hand.
Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
It's a fact that God has delivered us from the power of darkness, that is, Satan's kingdom, and conveyed us into the kingdom of Christ. Thus, we have redemption. Our sins are forgiven. We're no longer in Satan's territory, nor are we under his authority. The unbelieving, those who reject Christ, the rebellious and the disobedient, are under Satan's legitimate authority. But we Christians are not. The fact is that when we repented and surrendered to Jesus Christ and made him Lord of our lives, we were conveyed or carried over, spirit, soul and body, out of the kingdom of Satan and into the kingdom of Christ. These are facts. We believe facts from the invisible realm of God's word because we no longer go by our feelings. As it says in Ephesians 6 verse 16, the shield of faith covers every area of our lives. No fiery dart need ever get past it. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that by his blood I have been delivered from darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.